A town on the east coast of Scotland is marking a very big anniversary this week. This is the 700th year that the town of Kirkcaldy is holding its street fair. Well, it sounded like more fun than sitting in a studio on a beautiful spring afternoon, so we called up a local Kirkcaldy historian, Bruce Dury. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, Cheryl. How are you?
So what's been going on there this weekend with the fair?
Well, as you rightly said, Cheryl, this is the year 700 of the Lynx Market. Interesting two words, those, Lynx Market. You'll know what a Lynx is from Lynx golf courses. It's any piece of green that goes along the side of a seafront or a river. And we're on the seafront here in Kirkcaldy. There has been an annual market here ever since 1305. Now, it started, of course, as a trading fair where people would sell horses, sheep, cows, agricultural implements, and would hire themselves out for labour and so on. But slowly over the years, it's turned into an entertainment exercise, and now it's actually Europe's longest annual street fair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's Ferris wheels, it's swing boats, it's carousels, it's whirlets at organs, it's throwing beanbags at coconuts. Traditional Coney Island stuff. Wonderful.
Okay. And now I have to talk to you about one point you mentioned here. You said that this all started in 1305. So are we fudging a little bit on this 700th anniversary?
Well, think about it. If 1305 was number one, then 2004 is number 700. It really did start in 1305. We know that. This is Braveheart time. Everybody's seen Braveheart. William Wallace. Edward I, by this time, had managed to kill William Wallace and was reasserting his influence over Scotland. He was up here holding parliaments, but also setting fire to our capital and burning documents and burning monasteries and all the rest of it. Difficult time. Just about then, the monks of Dunfermline Abbey, which was our most important church, they asked Edward for permission to hold an annual market. Now, I've actually got the charter in front of me, and if I can, I'm not going to pretend I'm translating from the medieval Latin here, but I've done it before, so I can do it.
Please.
They are seized by gift of King David of a town called Kirkcaldy, which they hold as a free borough, but have no market there, and they pray the king that as the said town is one of the most ancient boroughs in Scotland and is 10 leagues or more from any market town, that he will grant a weekly market on Thursdays and a yearly fair at the octaves of Easter to last 3 days.
Ah, okay, so we started off as a weekly market. They really needed one there.
I guess they did. It was a big, important town even then, and people had to trade.
And how has it changed over the centuries?
There were reconfirmations of that charter, you know, other royal charters that said, yeah, okay, carry on, in 1644 and 1672, I think. But also in 1665, they started to hold horse races along the beach. Very soon after that, you started to get all the other entertainments that you associate with a fair, boxing booths and, you know, throwing beanbags at coconuts and all that good stuff. When the steam age arrived, suddenly people were able to power these kind of rides, and it became very popular to have carousels. And now the Lynx Market is purely an entertainment fair. With one extra addition, it's the place every year where all the showmen of Britain, the ones who own and operate these rides, is where they have their annual convention. In fact, after this, the Lynx Market kind of breaks up into or explodes like a mushroom and sporulates all over the rest of Britain. People go off to the various smaller markets.
And how many folks actually come to the Kirkcaldy Street Fair?
Well, it's kind of interesting. We're a town of about 50,000 people, not big. A couple of 100,000 people will go through this, maybe as many as 500,000. It's a major economic boost to the town every year, as you can imagine.
Bruce Dury lives in Kirkcaldy, Scotland, and writes about local history. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Cheryl. Bye.
Bye-bye.